You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
We are constantly surrounded by the message that mom life is the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it can be hard and full of lots of showing up for others, the idea that being a mom means living a joyless life, a stale or shit show kind of life all the time, is something I am passionate about putting a stop to. My name is Ali Casaza, and I'm about to make your life so much lighter. You are listening to The Purpose Show. A quick note, because it is so important to me that I am able to authentically be myself and speak the way that I normally speak here on my podcast, not sugarcoat or be vanilla or wear a different mask when I'm talking to you guys here. You'll find the occasional curse word on my show. So if that bothers you, if it's not something you want your kids to hear, grab your headphones, girl. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. Okay, if you are a mom and you are starting or running an online business, if you are wanting to invest in support and guidance, if you're wanting to invest in really getting the shortcut to making your dream a reality, I need you to pay attention. I have been a voice in the online space for over a decade. I took my business from zero to seven figures in 18 months. I have achieved some of my biggest and wildest dreams because of starting this business. For example, obtaining a high six-figure book deal with HarperCollins, writing a number one best-selling book, and landing it in Target, which is so difficult to do. My podcast is on the top 100 list. I have over 30,000 women enrolled in my courses. I create online challenges that convert, and I am the queen of using things like challenges and masterclasses to create a movement over just running a business like everyone else. I'm also a mom of four kids that I have homeschooled up until this year, and I've been unwilling to sacrifice family time or my mental, emotional well-being for the sake of growing my business. Yet still, I have reached my goals consistently, and I am running a business that fits into my life, not the other way around. I believe that what you do in your business needs to feel good in order to work. I believe in the balance of strategy and logic, and also spirit and how things feel to you. I think that business is spiritual, and we need to approach it that way. We need the logical, but we also need to pay attention to the emotions and the spirituality in what we're doing in our business to succeed. As a business coach, I go over your mindset, your goals, your blocks, your inner game, marketing, emails and sequences, social media, processes, methods, what works, what doesn't work, what's worth your time and what's not, the way you speak, the way you sell. This is the juice. This is my zone of genius. I go over content strategy, your message, how you present it, how you speak it, and how to be consistent in spreading it, even with a busy schedule and also raising a family. And I also cover ease, strategies that don't only work, but will free you up and free up a lot of time and simplify your entire business and your schedule. All of this is taught from a holistic place of what is sustainable for you as a mom and as a human being who does not want to hustle herself into the ground in order to win. Because the fact is, you do not have to do that. And I am proof of that. And so are my clients. Listen, babe, there are multiple ways that we can work together. If you are pulling forward at this and you are ready to invest in guidance and the next level, I need you to go to alicasaza.com/business coaching. Kind of take a look there. You can see the breakdown of the different offers, different packages, and pick what feels really good to you. Reach out to me. Let's chat. I would love to get you on my schedule, start hanging out with you and helping you grow. alicasaza.com/business coaching. Let's do this. Hi, beauties. Welcome back to the Purpose Show podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about some of the issues in your business. I want to break down what some of the three main issues or the three big walls, as I like to call them, in your business are. I want to break it down in the simplest, most understandable, quickest way. So buckle up, get ready to have your mind opened, get ready for some aha moments, and maybe get ready to take some notes if that's your style. So There are three big walls that entrepreneurs, and I find especially moms that are running businesses, mompreneurs, three walls that they hit that kill their drive and their revenue, their bank accounts, okay? Number one is the wall of inconsistency. Number two is the wall of anxiety. And number three is actually a ceiling. It's the revenue ceiling, or sometimes people call this plateauing. So I want to talk about inconsistency briefly first. If you are tired of inconsistency in your business, inconsistency in revenue, inconsistency in social media growth, inconsistency in like response from your audience, any inconsistency, you need to understand this in order for things to shift. Inconsistency in revenue and growth in your business is caused by inconsistency in you. You have to understand, like, this is something that people just don't talk about, and I don't get it because it's very clear and very true and very powerful. And a lot of the biggest household name leaders in the business industry, I have become friends with these people. I've been in masterminds with them, and they all know this and talk about it privately, but don't talk about it publicly. And it needs to be said. Your business is always going to be a very direct connected to and a very direct reflection of you. Inconsistency in revenue and growth in your business is caused by an inconsistency in you. In order for you to achieve consistency in revenue and growth in your business, you have to be consistent. You have to have a very sustainable, very rhythmic series of practices that in what you are doing in running your business that you know work, that feel good for you. Because if something feels good for you, it's going to be sustainable. This is why I am always pointing my entrepreneur women back to when they come to me with like a problem or they don't know what to do about something. I always point them back to what would feel really, really good. It's not because they're just, I want you to feel good all the time. If something feels good, you're going to keep doing it. It's going to be sustainable. I could sit here and tell you, this is the newest strategy. This is how you get growth. This is how you get people to buy, get them to click, increase your click-through rate, and do all this bro marketing shit. But if it doesn't feel good, it's not going to be sustainable. So you won't be able to keep it up. Then you're going to change and go back to what feels good to you naturally. And your audience is going to be confused because you keep changing your tone, changing your strategy, and changing the way you feel when you speak to them. If you want consistent revenue, if you want consistent growth, you have to be consistent. And in order to be consistent, you have to have, like I said, a sustainable practice in your business for showing up, for creating content, for speaking to your audience, for, you know, the emails you're sending to your list, for everything that you know work and feel good to you, okay? The second wall that a lot of entrepreneur, especially entrepreneur women, hit is anxiety. If you have anxiety around your business or in running your business, you need to understand where it's coming from. Anxiety in your business comes from all kinds of things. Not knowing your numbers or not knowing which numbers to track or what to do with the numbers when you do find them. Not always getting the sale, not knowing where the next revenue surge is going to come from, not understanding how to get your customer or client to buy, not knowing how to create consistent income without burning out, not having set times that you have to focus and work on your business. The inconsistent revenue wall, it will kind of turn into like a feast or famine cycle. That causes anxiety in your business. Not knowing how to get your business where you want it. Like, there are a million different things that can cause anxiety in your business. And that anxiety is a wall. The anxiety puts you in fight or flight mode. And when you're in fight, flight or freeze mode. When you're in that mode, you are not creative. You are not expanded in your mind. You are stressed the F out. You are shut down. You are constricted in body, mind, and spirit. And no good things come from that place. You need to clear the anxiety in your body, in your mind, around your business. Once you know the cause of your anxiety, your job is to find the solution that will dissolve what's causing it. So that's really a part of the inner work as an entrepreneur. So let's say that your anxiety is coming from not knowing your numbers. Maybe you avoid looking at your bank account. Maybe you have a very avoidant relationship with money and you just don't want to know. You just don't want to see. You just want to see money coming in. You can't handle looking at the money that exists and you can't handle looking at the money as it goes out. Maybe you also just don't know your email marketing numbers. You don't know what your open rate is. You don't know what your click-through rate is. You don't even know what that means. Maybe you do know what it means, but you don't know how to increase it. Or it's declining and you don't know why. Like, you don't know what numbers on social media metrics matter. We need to clear anxiety around these numbers. In this example, the numbers, the data, the analytics, the statistics, it's causing you anxiety. You need to know your numbers. You don't need to know all of them, but you need to know the ones that matter. So understanding that, doing work on that, researching that, getting familiar, dissolving your anxiety around money, being able to check your bank account and be okay seeing money go and money come, knowing how to make more money come if it's a numbers issue, knowing your analytics, knowing how to read what's going on your social media, this will dissolve the anxiety. The third wall that I'm seeing my women hit in their business is the one that's actually a ceiling, the revenue ceiling. If you have hit a revenue ceiling in your business, this means that you just really can't seem to make it past a certain point. Everybody has like an energetic ceiling. But if you are hitting a certain point where you're just like, I can't seem to make more than this and I don't know why, it means that it's time for you to do something different in your business than what used to work. Your audience and the market are talking to you and sending you a message. And if you keep trying to do the same things, the same strategies, the same way you used to do things, then you are not keeping up. And especially in digital marketing and online entrepreneurship, it is all about keeping up, getting creative, doing things differently, growing, evolving. The entrepreneurs that stay the same and have the same strategies or doing their webinars the same way, and then everyone is sick of it. They don't win anymore. You gotta adapt. You gotta feel into things. You gotta be yourself. People buy from people. They don't buy from strategy. So when you hit the revenue ceiling in your business, that's what it means. It's time for you to do something different than what used to work. Things have changed. Your audience wants something different and you need to adapt. It's your job. It's part of being an entrepreneur. If you don't adapt, you're gonna stay in this plateau. Okay, you're not going to get the money you want. You're going to plateau. You're going to keep hitting that ceiling and stay there. Your audience will then get tired of seeing the same old from you because they're sending you a message telling you they want something different. They're going to then feel your anxiety, feel you entering scarcity mindset. They're going to lose trust in you. They're going to feel that. It's going to be unsettling for them. And then your revenue is going to decrease. So you will no longer be at that revenue ceiling. You'll be way beneath it. The hard part of all of this is knowing the solution, knowing what to do. But let me tell you, you always already know. I am speaking from experience. You always already know what to do. It's in you. You just have to clear all the mental noise, clear all the mental clutter to be able to see it clearly. The solution is always inside of you. Maybe you need to invest in a good coach to help you find it, to help you clear that clutter and dig it out. I know that's something that I've needed at many different times in my career. Every time I hire a coach, I uncover something and I go to the next level every single time. Maybe you need to create some space and some quiet to think and feel about your business. Okay? But these are the three walls that people are hitting that I see my women, my mompreneurs hitting over and over and over again. And It's not helping. You've got to adjust. You've got to know what to do. So, where are these three walls showing up in your business? Let me know. What's the biggest one for you? What's the one that you've been stuck on the longest? And let me know how I can support you in getting past it. And also, my loves, if you want to know how to shift this, if you want my support on these issues in your business, I can show you how to go from plateaued, struggling, inconsistent, anxious, these issues and others like them, to profitable and peaceful in your business. Message me. Let's work together. I have multiple programs at multiple price points. I want to support you. Send me a DM. Just say that you're interested in business coaching and let's work together. Sending you so much love. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like
behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed. Follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's me, or you can search Ali Casaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alicasaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show.